USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden will award the Medal of Honor to Captain Larry L. Taylor, United States Army, for conspicuous gallantry displayed in the Vietnam War. It'll take place in the East Room at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. The driving ban at Burning Man was lifted yesterday, allowing the estimated 64,000 remaining attendees an opportunity to escape the festival grounds at Black Rock in northern Nevada. The area was transformed into a muddy mess from torrential downpours. Festival organizers said exodus operations were officially underway at 2 p.m. Pacific yesterday, thanks to drier grounds. An endless line of vehicles and RVs were slowly leaving the area Monday, but organizers urged still those attendees in place to delay their departure till Tuesday to reduce some of the road congestion. Chinese nationals have reportedly been posing as tourists and have gained access to U.S. military bases and other important sites.
A report published in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend cited reviews which noted dozens of such incidents over the past several years, although no precise details about exactly where. Of course, diplomatic relations between the U.S. and China have remained strained amidst this. The FBI and the Department of Defense have said U.S. government authorities are trying to root out these incidents and learn more about what may be going on. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Tennessee Republican Representative Andy Ogles on Newsmax announced it's go time to start impeachment proceedings against President Biden and others.
You know, my articles of impeachment can be offered as a privilege motion, which would trigger a vote within 48 hours. I mean, look, you've got tens of millions of dollars that have been accepted by the Biden family. The evidence is there. I mean, the country is in crisis, and he's going on vacation. Come on, this is ridiculous.
We are USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
We said 1,500 hours.
Dax's hangar flies high thanks to his military precision. He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of a new timeline.
Cancel. Stand by for new assignment.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With snakes on a plane, everyone kind of knew the plot line. But with the recent federal crime on a plane, no one is really sure at this time what happened.
Massachusetts State Police and the FBI reportedly responding to Boston's Logan International Airport on Saturday morning for a potential criminal act on a flight from Charlotte, North Carolina to Boston. State police troopers were notified by American Airlines of that potential criminal act that occurred on American Flight 1441 while in the sky between Charlotte and Boston. When the plane landed, it was met by Massachusetts State Police, who began an investigation. That investigation found the alleged act in question happened mid-flight, though police did not say what occurred. Because the act occurred mid-flight, it falls under federal jurisdiction, and the FBI asserted they have jurisdiction over the matter. I'm Corey Myers.
President Biden spent part of Labor Day yesterday addressing jobs, the middle class, and presenting a pro-union message.
The president's remarks Monday came during a visit in Philadelphia. Biden spoke to a diverse group of workers from manufacturing all the way to things like stage work. Biden's statements come amidst growing pro-union sentiment in the U.S. Gallup polling in 2022 found 71% of American workers viewed unions favorably. More recent polls found 88% of Americans under the age of 30 felt the same. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Game Flings.
Game Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Game Flings. Seriously good scent. Game Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.